I think you're right, Lincoln, when you say we have to be vigilant for when things start to get better. Because people start to relax and they think that, you know, think the issue's over.
I don't know about Australians, but Americans tend to only to behave in a crisis.
Well, that happens here. And during the 90s, the peace movement was really large and vibrant, especially through the 80s when Reagan was over there. And then in the early 90s when Gorbachev and Reagan signed that START treaty that they were going to do wonders with, and the fear of nuclear weapons and war sort of started to recede, well, people started to relax. They thought, you know, there was nothing more to worry about. And so they sort of eased off, got on with their own lives, which a lot of people had to because they were burnt out. But, I mean, in those years, all the seeds were actually starting to take root for the wars in Iraq. I mean, because those people were actually working on it, even then.
It's the same way. I was very active in the civil rights movement in the 60s in the United States, and I always point out that in civil rights and in areas like that, when you make gains, people relax and say, oh, okay, we've won now. That's when the other guys come in.
That's when they take heart. They think that they see that they've got a whole constituency there who's dropped their awareness, not really concerned about things, and so then they start. Yeah, that's right, and that's what they did. And so by the time we got to the 1990, when Bush Senior, or Bush Daddy, or whoever he is, decided that he would do his thing, you know, there was quite a strong movement here against that. But then it dropped away again too through the 90s. Until we got this other person that you've got there now. I find it difficult to say his name. that just grabbed it with both hands because it was an opportunity that presented itself, and he was happy to take it. And our Prime Minister that we've got now is exactly the same. He's an opportunist. He's ruthless. He's unscrupulous. He's all of those things, and. And he keeps getting away with it because, you know, he's a really he's a nondescript sort of background, sort of fitting in person, so that he doesn't stand out as a personality. But he just keeps sort of denying everything and keep rolling along, and most of the stuff, you know, that people bring up, he just either denies it or ignores it. Just reiterates his usual mantra, and then that crisis has passed, and we've got a new one coming up.
Well, the greatest one George W. Bush pulled off was when somebody asked him something. He said, "Well, that's the next president's problem."
Yes, he did, didn't he? Yes, yes. And the thing about this depleted uranium and the nuclear weapons and the other things and the chemical weapons and all that sort of stuff, they don't really care. I mean, they know how dangerous they are, they know how long lasting they are, but they don't really care then. They're not going to be here to have to deal with that. That's going to be somebody else's problem, next generation or the generation after. And so they don't have to worry themselves.
But that's exactly what I worry about. I've got 7 great-grandchildren. What kind of a world are they going to have?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think
I don't even want to have children because I'm just so worried about it. Can't bring them in here.
I'm thinking that perhaps you may not be aware that you've heard a little bit about Lincoln when he was in his early 20s, and you've heard a little bit about Lincoln right now. But this 83-year-old man has a motto that he doesn't speak out loud very much, and I'm not sure if he will tell you what it is now. Can you say it out loud now?
Yeah, I spent my freshman year of college at Antioch College, and Antioch College's first president was Horace Mann, who was alleged to have said, when he was dying, to a group of Antioch students, be ashamed to die until you have won some victory for humankind. And I'm not ashamed.
No.
But I say,
so much
you never have completely won to the point where you can give up. You have to keep on.
That's right. Lincoln has not just been involved in anti-nuclear weapons or in the peace movement, but in civil liberties, and he belongs to a Planned Parenthood organization. He feels very strongly about a number of women's issues, and this is not a momentary thing. So I think that the message is that, you know, you never stop working. You never say, I'm too tired. And here we are, you know, gone into debt over our eyeballs to get here, because it's so important to us to know that we're not alone and to tell people how we feel.